My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is wonderful to be back with you once again, and we look forward to this opportunity that we have to share some of our thoughts about things that are current and more specifically things that can be of benefit to each of us individually and to our families. Now, each Sunday we have kind of a tradition when we come home from church. We go to YouTube and we go back and we watch that day's session of the music and the spoken word, which is the longest running radio broadcast of any program in the history of our country. It originates from Salt Lake City, Utah. It features the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square, along with the orchestra at Temple Square. And each Sunday at 10:30 Central Time, that broadcast is held across literally thousands of radio stations and TV channels around the world. And it is a half-hour program, and it is very inspiring. The music is wonderful, and the spoken word is always beneficial. And as I was viewing the program on Sunday, I was impressed to share the message that was given during the spoken word portion of the program. So I'm going to share some of this verbatim and then add some additional comments. So Lowell K. Newell is the spokesperson for the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square. And his message today, or on Sunday, was the power of good thoughts. He started off by following statement. He said, a beloved children's book from decades ago contains this keen observation. A person who has good thoughts cannot ever be ugly. He can have a wonky nose and a crooked mouth and a double chin and stick out teeth, but if you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely. Close quote. Now, that comes from a book called The Twits by Ronald Dahl. Lowell goes on to say, good thoughts, positive thinking, optimism, hopefulness, no matter what we call it, it's powerful. And that power goes far beyond making a person look more lovely. Good thoughts change the way we look at life, which in turn affects the choices we make. So it probably isn't an overstatement to say that good thoughts can change the very course of our lives. Now, growing up, my father was an ordained Baptist preacher and was very, very, very intrigued by and very devoted to the reading of the many books written by a wonderful mentor to many in our world, a gentleman by the name of Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, as well as a number of other books. And I remember as a kid, my dad would read portions of the book to me. And I remember at the age of 16 when my Baptist church had a youth week, and I was asked to be the pastor on Sunday to give the sermon, I actually chose some of Norman Vincent Peale's thoughts and words in preparing the sermon that I gave that Sunday. A little humor about that, the service went a little shorter than usual, and many of the parishioners, as they were exiting the door as I stood by the pastor, said, you know, Pastor, we could get used to getting out a little early like this. And later the pastor kind of chastised me a little bit. He said, I may have set a dangerous precedent. But he was joking, and it didn't last long that they were used to back to being there at the full schedule. But there are some quotes that I'll intersperse throughout this presentation that come from Norman Vincent Peale. One of my favorites is a statement he made, or a quote that he has, that says, change your thoughts and you change your world. Think about that. Change your thoughts and you change your world. Now, that is at the core of what makes a difference in our daily living. In the presentation in Music in the Spoken World, Lowell Newell goes on to say, this principle, referring to good thoughts, is illustrated in a folk tale about two employees of a shoemaker. Both were assigned to travel to a remote region and sell shoes to the people living there. After several days of hard work, both employees reported back to the shoemaker. One was discouraged, declaring, what a waste of time. None of these people wear shoes. But the second saw things differently, exclaiming, what a great opportunity. None of these people wear shoes. Both had the same task and the same challenges. The difference was in the way they thought about it all. A positive outlook produces positive results. That doesn't mean people with good thoughts never experience bad times. Good thoughts don't shield us from trouble, but they can keep us going when troubles present themselves. Good thoughts give us a sense of hope and peace, of strength and resolution. Good thoughts give meaning and direction to our day-to-day pursuits. Good thoughts empower us to build and bless the lives of others, something that is so needed in a world full of anger and negativity. Best of all, good thoughts can bring us to God, the creator of this beautiful world, and the giver of every good thing, including, of course, good thoughts. For all that is good comes from God. The former president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Gordon B. Hinckley, said, quote, cultivate an attitude of happiness. Cultivate a spirit of optimism. Walk with faith, rejoicing in the beauties of nature, in the goodness of those you love, in the testimony which you carry in your heart concerning things divine. Elder Boyd K. Packer, who later became the president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the church, said, if you can control your thoughts, you can overcome habits, even degrading personal habits. If you can learn to master them, you can have a happy life. A little further with Boyd K. Packer, he gave a wonderful talk about 40 years ago that has helped many to guide us in our thoughts. He testified, quote, probably the greatest challenge to people of any age, particularly young people, and the most difficult thing you will face in mortal life is to learn to control your thoughts. And then he quoted from Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Close quote. One who can control his thoughts has conquered himself. President Packer compared our minds to a stage with performers who occupy that stage during every waking hour of our lives. Quote, they will enact for you anything to the limits of your toleration. If you let them, they will devise the most clever persuasions to hold your attention, even convince you that it is innocent, for they are but thoughts. If you can control your thoughts, you can overcome habits, even degrading personal habits. If you can learn to master them, you will have a happy life. This is what I would teach you. Choose from among the sacred music of the church a favorite hymn. Memorize it. Once you learn to clear the stage of your mind from unworthy thoughts, keep it busy with learning worthwhile things. So as we think about our mind and the thoughts that enter in, I have learned a technique that is akin to what President Packer shares, and that is in recognizing the power in a scripture where the Savior is talking to the apostles after they've brought to him a child that has been possessed. And they've been trying to cast out the demons, and they've been unable to do so, and they don't understand, because they have this authority, this power that the Savior's given them, but they're not successful. And so they inquire of him, why were they not able to do it? And the Savior said, this one requires much fasting and prayer. But then he adds an interesting caveat to that, that if they would have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, they could say under yonder mountain, be removed, and it would be moved. Now, when I was younger, as a kid, and I would hear that scripture, I would have kind of a silly attitude of, well, who wants to move a big pile of dirt and trees and rocks? What's the point? As I got older, I realized that those mountains, that mountain that the Savior was talking about, is that thing in our life that's the obstacle that's impeding our progress. It's a health issue. It's making our physical well-being not as good. It's an emotional or mental problem that we're dealing with that is holding us back. And here's the key to what the Savior was saying: to say to yonder mountain, in other words, to speak out loud that which you want to be removed. We talk about it to others. We might even ponder and pray to Heavenly Father about it. But what the Savior was saying, speak directly to that thing. And so what I've taken from that as it relates to my thoughts is that I have found that if my mind starts to wander based on some image that's seen on the TV or something you hear on the radio, or you're looking through social media and something there, not necessarily bad, but something that stimulates thoughts that could become bad, I've learned to just simply say out loud the words, stop it, like a reboot for my mind. And then I will follow the counsel that it's been given to start thinking about something else, something positive, and to keep my mind focused in that direction. Because as President Packer talks in his talk, he talks about the mind can have only one thought at a time lodged therein. And he makes the analogy that, like on the stage, the performance stage, there's only one actor at a time. Back in the day when stage performances were commonplace, the moderator or the MC of the program had this long shepherd's hook. And if there was a bad actor on the stage, he could use that shepherd's hook and pull that bad actor off the stage. Well, much like that physical activity, we can use that shepherd's hook, the saying, stop it, or whatever tool that we choose to use as our shepherd's hook to remove that bad actor or that bad thought from our thinking. Now, a current apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, David A. Bednar, and his wife, did a face-to-face broadcast back in May of 2021. And it was entitled, How Can I Better Control My Thoughts? It was one of the questions that one of the youth asked them. Sister Bednar stated, it's easy for a bad thought to come, but the Lord says, look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. And if we're trying to remember the Savior and our baptismal covenants, then our thoughts will be clean and pure. And if they're not, we need to pray for help. Elder Bednar added, sometimes bad thoughts are almost thrust upon us. If you don't seek it out, if you don't invite it, it's only a sin if once you've seen it, you let it stay. If all of a sudden you see a bad image, well, cast it out. He also suggested using memorized scriptures, and like President Packer suggested earlier, committing hymns and other edifying, uplifting material to memory, replacing the bad with the good. He urged, quote, get up and move and change your activity and do something else. Sister Bednar also promised, quote, ask the Lord to help you. He is the person in all of this. He'll help you, close quote. Sister Bednar shared an analogy that Elder Bednar had used, imagining your minds as a tube filled with grains of sand with a hole at each end. Bad thoughts are represented by black grains and good thoughts, white grains. Quote, if you've accumulated a lot of those bad thoughts in your head, they come back and haunt you at the worst possible time, close quote. Elder Bednar added, if you will be patient over time and keep putting in white grains of sand, every time you do, you're popping out one of those dark ones. It won't happen fast, but ultimately you change the entire content of that container, and it can be filled with pure white sand. Now, we're all familiar with this very tragic and well-known story in the Bible, that of King David and Bathsheba. The scriptures tell us that at the time when kings go out to battle, David tarried still at Jerusalem. In other words, David wasn't out leading his troops as he should have been, but stayed home at the palace. Quote, at eventide, he got up and went out of his bed and walked upon the roof. Perhaps he had earlier seen something he should not have seen or looked at and hoped he might see it again. As David looked upon the beautiful Bathsheba bathing, he did not look away as he should have. His unrighteous thoughts and desires eventually led to adultery and a web of deceit that cost him dearly. A former counselor in the first presidency of the church and an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, President James E. Faust, has stated, quote, I turn to mastery of our own private thoughts. If not bridled, our thoughts can run wild. Conscious and the Holy Ghost are the only referees that can blow the whistle when we get out of control. I believe reading the scriptures is the best washing machine for unclean or uncontrolled thoughts. The sanctity of the Holy Temple can also lift our thoughts above the earthly. One of the great foundations of personal power is purity. But what else can we do to protect ourselves against bad thoughts? Remember that you are the master of your thoughts. Satan cannot force you to do anything you don't want to do. Take control of your life. We all struggle with the natural man. So plead with Heavenly Father to help you change your desires. Through the Savior's atonement, sincere repentance can cleanse us. Evaluate where you are, who you are with, and what you're doing when your mind is most challenged with bad thoughts. If need be, turn off your phone, your television, your computer. Don't take your phone into the bedroom. Go through your home and get rid of anything that might cause bad thoughts. Surround yourself with things that lift your spirit. I have found that in counseling with missionaries over the years, in their apartments, there are frequently pictures of the Savior on the walls, including even in the bathroom. And so that image of the Savior always being there is helpful in keeping one's thoughts pure and clean. And if need be, ask for help from parents or leaders In a scripture passage, the Lord promises to each of us, quote, "Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Then will thy confidence wax strong in the presence of thy God, and the doctrine of the priesthood shall distill upon thy soul as the dews from heaven. The Holy Ghost shall be thy constant companion and thy scepter, an unchanging scepter of righteousness and truth." Close quote. That is found in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 and 46. So I testify that our Heavenly Father will help and bless us as we daily seek His help. Now, there's some interaction here that was held with some youth. And the premise of the question was, I'm trying to control my thoughts, but there are so many temptations. How can I have cleaner thoughts? Controlling your thoughts can be difficult, but it is possible and brings blessings. As you learn to control your thoughts, you can overcome habits, even degrading personal habits. You can gain courage, conquer fear, and have a happy life. Also consider these blessings. Clean thoughts will help your confidence wax strong in the presence of God, and the Holy Ghost shall be thy constant companion. Clean thoughts will help you recognize inspiration because the Holy Ghost speaks to your heart and mind. Clean thoughts will help you obey the first great commandment to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. There are many things we can do to have cleaner thoughts. But one of the main things we can do, and it's a gradual process, is to overcome the natural man. The natural man or woman likes unclean thoughts. Here's how to overcome it. It's a scripture quote from the Book of Mormon, book Mosiah, chapter 3, verse 19. The natural man is an enemy to God and will be forever and ever unless he yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord, and becometh as a child, submissive, meek, humble, patient, full of love. So what is the one thing that we could do today to invite the Savior's atonement to bring about this change in our lives? Well, here are some ideas that were shared by some youth. Teenagers. Media and friends. A good starting point is to choose uplifting movies, music, and literature. Choose friends in whose company you can maintain worthy conversation and righteous activities. As you have more good things to think about, you will gradually find it easier to dismiss bad thoughts, and they will come less often. That was submitted by Amber, who's 18, from British Columbia, Canada. Prayer brings me closer to our Heavenly Father and helps me concentrate on good thoughts. Daily scripture study strengthens my confidence in overcoming temptations. In the scriptures, I can see examples of faithful disciples of Christ. Bearing my testimony also helps me keep my thoughts clean. That was from Dasha in Kiev, Ukraine, 17. Scriptures. Reading the scriptures every morning before school helps. As soon as I get a bad thought, I immediately replace it with something better. Instead of just saying, no, don't think that, which is a good thing to do, replace it with a good thought. Remember, you are in control of your mind, not Satan. We are valiant sons and daughters of Heavenly Father and are on a constant mission to improve ourselves. That was from Nick, 16, from Arkansas. Good or right? You cannot always control whether a thought comes, but you can control whether it stays. You can ask, will this thought do me any good? Will it help me go in the right direction? When a tempting thought pops up, sing a good song, think of a fond memory, or pray. It's all about replacing the bad thoughts with something good. From Lisa, 17, from Denmark. From the Book of Mormon, Lehi's example. In 1 Nephi 15:27, Nephi tells his siblings that their father, in his vision of the tree of life, was surrounded by filthiness. But Lehi didn't notice the filthiness because his mind was swallowed up in other things. This holds true for us today. We desire to be filled with righteousness, pray for it, and focus on righteous things. Then our minds will be so full of righteousness and virtue that the unclean thoughts won't have power to remain. This is from Hattie, age 16, from Arizona. The hymns can help us have cleaner thoughts. Good music elevates the spirit. When I'm able to listen to hymns, they always elevate me to a more calm and celestial sphere. They help me remember the love Heavenly Father has for each of us. And it becomes easier to avoid temptation. This is from Amanda, age 18, from Brazil. Family scripture study. When unclean thoughts come into my mind, I try to remember the scriptures my family and I read in the morning. Every morning at 6 a.m., my family reads the scriptures together. It's early, but it's a blessing and makes me feel stronger during the day. Alina, age 16, from Switzerland. Sacrament. The sacrament prayer states that if we take upon us the name of Christ, keep his commandments, and always remember him, we will have his spirit to be with us. By remembering him, we make the effort to push out earthly thoughts and focus on eternal ones. When we remember him consistently, our thoughts, desires, and actions will change for the better. That's from McKay, age 18, from Utah. President Thomas S. Monson, former president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, made the following statement, quote, "In this sometimes precarious journey through mortality, may we also follow that advice from the Apostle Paul, which will help to keep us safe and on course." And the scripture is from Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. "Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Philippians 4:8. As we come close to our conclusion, let me remind ourselves that we can control our thoughts, even though there's going to be thoughts that will enter into our thinking. We can kick those thoughts out. And as the great mentor, Norman Vincent Peale, was apt to say, repetition of the same thought or physical action develops into a habit. Repeated frequently enough becomes an automatic reflex. So the idea of constantly replacing bad thoughts with good thoughts, if repeated frequently enough, will become an automatic reflex. He also said our happiness depends on the habit of mind we cultivate. So practice happy thinking every day. Cultivate the merry heart. Develop the happiness habit. And life will become a continual feast. He also said the person who sends out positive thoughts activates the world around him positively and draws back to himself positive results. So as we approach this current challenge that we see in our land with supply chain problems, crime, order issues, inflation. There's a lot going on that could cause us to be very depressed and very uncheerful, if you will, and not happy. Well, I would encourage each of us to focus on the things that we've discussed in this message and to always, always seek companionship of the Holy Spirit, friendship, a relationship with the Son of God, yea, even Jesus Christ. I testify of the simple and pure and awesome truths, and do so in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.